Site Plan 22-01, lands of W. Scott Walls and Stacy Walls. This is a preliminary and final site plan.
This is a preliminary and final site plan for the use of the property as a boat shrink wrapping business. All structures being used for the business are existing structures, and no new structures are currently proposed. Conditional use number 2268 was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, November 9th, 2021, through ordinance number 2810. The preliminary and final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The zoning's AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Tax parcel is District 234, Map 33, Parcel 44.00. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant approval for preliminary and final site plan for the S22-01, lands of W. Scott Walls and Stacy Walls.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded to approve as a preliminary and a final site plan number 2201, lands of W. Scott Walls and Stacy Walls. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item is site plan number 22-26. Now, I'm pretty sure that might be French there. So, do we have any French students at the table who can advise us on how to pronounce
this? That wasn't a good one.
No?
I could attempt, Mr. Chairman. Seychelles?
Seychelles? How's that sound? Is that pretty close? We're going with Seychelles, okay? Site plan 22-26, Seychelles. A revised preliminary and final site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan and final site plan for the construction of 16 multifamily units and other site improvements. Conditional use number 2248 was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, October 26, 2021, through ordinance number 2805. The preliminary and final site plan comply with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The zoning's GR, General Residential District. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 16, Parcel 382, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the preliminary and final site plan for S22-26, Seychelles.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve site plan 22-26, Seychelles, for preliminary site plan and final site plan approval. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. You know, it just occurred to me that if Prime Minister Macron finds out that we took French lessons from an Englishman, we could be, it could be another revolution. It really could be another revolution. Our next item is site plan number 23-43, lands of Green Path Seaford Land Co. LLC, Glenville Hollow Solar, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for Glenville Hollow Community Solar for the construction of a solar facility. Solar arrays are permitted at the site per conditional use number 2364, which was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, August 29th, 2023, through ordinance number 2949. This preliminary plan includes a solar facility comprised of solar arrays, a transformer, landscape buffers, access roads, and fencing with gated access to the site. The fenced area containing the arrays occupies 28.40 more or less acres of the parcel, which is comprised of a total of 40.97 more or less acres, and is lying on the east side of Conrail Road, Sussex County Road 546, approximately 0.71 miles south of Hearns Pond Road, Sussex County Road 544. Tax parcels, District 331, Map 3, Parcel 138. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. If the commission desires to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made by staff subject to the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move forward with S-23-43, lands of Green Path Seaford Land Co. LLC Greenville Hollow Solar for the preliminary site plan.
Do you want it to be with final by staff?
Yeah, by final staff.
Yeah, okay.
I'm okay with it being final by staff, but I would like the staff to notify us when it's is approved as a final, because it's going to be among the first of these that we have that have gone all the way through. I mean, I'm delighted that we actually have a site plan, you know, for one of these. So it'll be just for our edification, to see how it compares to what, you know, what we originally approved.
Yeah, so. We can do that.
Thank you. All right, it's been moved and seconded to recommend to approve site plan 23-43, Lands of Green Path Seaford Land Co. LLC, as a preliminary, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 23-50, Lands of BB Medical Center, Inc. This is the Long Neck Health Center preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the BB Long Neck Medical Center for the construction of a 32,000 square foot, more or less, medical office building, parking, internal roads, sidewalks, and stormwater management. The property is located on the south side of Long Neck Road, Route 23, approximately 500 feet east of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code, Tax Parcels District 234, Map 23, Parcel 270.01, the Zoning C1 General Commercial District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. If the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made by staff, subject to the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for a preliminary site plan approval for site plan 23-50, Lands of BB Medical Center Incorporated, Long Neck Health Center, with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to approve the site plan 2350, Lands of BB Medical Center, Inc., Long Neck Healthcare Center, as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Lands of David A. Carpenter, minor subdivision plan off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual lands. Proposed lot one will consist of 2.589 acres, more or less, and the residual lands will contain 48.481 acres, more or less. The parcel is located on the northeast side of Deep Branch Road, Sussex County Road 315, approximately 978 feet northwest of Zor Road, Sussex County Road 48. The proposed lot and residual lands are to be served by a 50-foot ingress-egress easement with a shared maintenance agreement. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and the tax parcel is District 234, Map 14, Parcel 27. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. If the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan off of a 50-foot easement for Lands of David A. Carpenter, subject to staff receiving agency approvals. Staff making final approval after receiving the approvals.
Got it. Yes.
Thank you.
Yep. Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a 50-foot easement for Lands of David A. Carpenter with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Lands of M&M Properties, LLC, Herschel Davis Road, minor subdivision plan off of a 55-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots to be served by a 55-foot wide ingress-egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 0.315 acres, more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 0.371 acres, more or less. And proposed lot three will consist of 1.007 acres, more or less. And proposed lot four will consist of 1.251 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement is to be established for the use of the shared drive. The property is lying on the east side of Oak Orchard Road, Route 5, and includes the property located at 32139 Oak Orchard Road in Millsboro. Zoning is GR, General Residential District. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 29, Parcel 270. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. If the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that the final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals to approval from Sussex County Engineering Department for the provision of sewer connections to the subject properties.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for Lands of M&M Properties, LLC, Lincoln Way, with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals and engineering approval.
Herschel Davis Road.
Pardon me?
Herschel Davis.
Social Davis?
Herschel Davis.
Herschel Davis, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's Herschel Davis.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. That's good. Got two of them right here on the same name.
Herschel Davis Road.
Right, got it.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a 55-foot easement for lands of M&amp;M Properties LLC, Herschel Davis Road, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency and county engineering approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is Lands of M&amp;M Properties LLC, Lincoln Way, minor subdivision plan off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of three lots plus residual lands. The properties will be served by a 50-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 0.499 acres more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 1.005 acres more or less. Proposed lot three will consist of 1.875 acres more or less. And the residual lands annotated on the plans as lot four will consist of 1.537 acres more or less. As noted as part of general note number five on the plans, lot one through four shall be subject to a shared use maintenance agreement plan that is recorded through Sussex County Recorder of Deeds Office. The property is lying on the northeast side of Oak Orchard Road, Route 5, and includes the property located at 32019 Oak Orchard Road in Millsboro. Zoning is GR, General Residential District. Tax parcel is District 234, Map 29, Parcel 268. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. If the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals, to include approval from Sussex County Engineering Department for the provision of sewer connections to the subject properties.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve a minor subdivision off the 50-foot easement for lands of M&amp;M Properties LLC, Lincoln Way, with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals and Sussex Engineering sewer approval.
I second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a 50-foot easement for lands of M&amp;M Properties LLC, Lincoln Way, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals and engineering, county engineering approval. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Lands of Shawnee Road Estate LLC, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the subdivision of a 5.1-acre more or less parcel into five proposed lots, including residual lands with access from an existing 50-foot ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will contain 1.036 acres more or less. Proposed lot two will contain 1.019 acres more or less. Proposed lot three will contain 0.799 acres more or less. Proposed lot four will contain 1.005 acres more or less, and the residual lands will contain 1.062 acres more or less. The proposed lots and the residual lands are to be served by a 50-foot wide ingress egress access easement with shared maintenance agreement. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The parcel is located on the east side of Gravel Hill Road, Route 30, approximately 1.17 miles south of the intersection of Gravel Hill Road and Sand Hill Road, Sussex County Road 319. Tax parcel is District 235, Map 25, Parcel 10. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. If the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to go ahead and make a motion to approve the lands of Shawnee Road Estate LLC, minor subdivision plan off of a 50-foot easement upon all state and that's what's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, with final approval subject to staff upon receipt of all state agency or just all agency approvals.
Yeah, all agency approvals. That's my motion.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a 50-foot easement for lands of Shawnee Road Estate LLC, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.